Cold weather, warm habits. Winter has arrived in the Northern Hemisphere, and for many people this is decidedly bad news. A recent poll found that Britain's favourite season is summer, winning a sunny 44% of the vote, while winter trails glumly in last place with just 7%. But for millions of people around the world, long cold winters aren't an inconvenience, they're something to embrace. So what can we learn from those who thrive through the darkest months? And how might we start enjoying winter just a little more? For starters, the Swedes, Danes and Norwegians have a word that captures their philosophy perfectly, friluftsliv. Loosely translated, it means spending time outdoors to improve your well-being. Even in winter, especially in winter, Nordic cultures make getting outside a priority. With fewer hours of daylight, they know that every sliver of sunshine counts. A brisk walk at lunchtime, a dawn stroll, or even a quick breath of fresh air can work wonders on mood and energy levels. They also swear by a proverb worth pinning to your coat rack. There's no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothing. Experts emphasize the importance of proper thermal fabrics, which are cleverly designed to trap pockets of air close to the skin, creating an insulating barrier that keeps body heat where it belongs, next to you. The right coat and a woolly hat can transform a dreary, bone-chilling day into something bright and surprisingly enjoyable. And then there's the other side of winter, the indoors. The Danish concept of hygge, the now global trend of being consciously cozy, offers the perfect counterbalance to the cold. Think soft blankets, flickering candles, steaming mugs of tea, well-worn books, and hearty comfort food. It's not about hibernation, it's about creating warmth and calm when the world outside is harsh. Perhaps winter isn't something to endure, but something to approach with intention. Step outside when you can, bundle up like you mean it, craft spaces that feel like a hug. Do these small things consistently, and you might just find that winter has more to offer than you thought. Maybe even enough to nudge it up your list of favourite seasons.